Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. That classic official. But it's all about
Jesus.
No doubt there's a God who sent.
Jesus.
I'm getting amped just thinking about him. Father, Abba, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you're outside of all you made, you say with the clay, and you're our potter. We can't say, why'd you make us this way? You're our solver. Reign and you reign over kings. You're the king of the kings. You rock hearts and spark singers the theme. Our hearts lean in the wrong direction. Took the cross beam to redeem. Plus, you got a strong election.
No best, but oh yeah.
You give strong protection.
No stress, you don't sweat.
You're so calm, you're sitting
on a throne in your throne room.
There's strong reception
for the prayers of your people.
Now that's a strong connection. You hear me now since the sun's palms were stressing. We take the 150 of Psalm suggestions.
Praise.
You gotta love for your son that's unequal. Your government is one. You don't run and it's unsequal.
You
to the sun, for the sinner,
Jesus.
We give honor to the one who sent.
You
to the sun, for the sinner, Give honor to the one who sent.
Jesus, the Son sent one, the word by God. Got a few names and then some you heard. Agua, I'm not sure if you have, so I gotta. But him and his ways will set a stage. I'm like, ta-da. I try to tell the people on the block they don't know you. They think your hair's blonde and your two eyes are so blue. No two people are the same. This is so true. But those two people get your reign. This is so you. Cause this is grace. And I found that your grace is special, but it's common like a Chi-Town rapper. You got holes in your hands. Same hands with them holes in them. Gotta hold up control on this land. Man, you got the mold in his hand.
Hands mold human souls.
Plus the body, the soul goes in the plan. What's the take on flesh then lifts and left? Dies and rise to save men and women then step.
Yep.
Yes, you are.
Jesus.
Yes, you are.
Jesus.
We give honor to the one you sent.
Jesus.
Yes, you are.
Jesus.
Yes, you are.
Jesus.
Give honor to the one you sent.
Last but not least, the paraclete I speak on. Full deity, but often the people sleep on. The low-key, invisible Holy Spirit who keeps blowing. He gives life to the Holy Spirit for reborn. For some, this is just a
reintroduction.
Or this God's sinning.
We ain't accustomed.
He interrupts and
drops belief in our guts. And
light in his face, I guess you say.
We got a trust fund.
He's called advocate. With no magic kit, he's just miraculous. Act, he doesn't abracadabra it. Some call him it or a power. And not a person, we call him a powerful person. We did hours of searching. We can grieve him
and lie to him.
The scriptures he breathes and open our eyes to him. We can live or die to him. We can give a cry to him. Hands in the air, groans go up and come back. Answer the prayer. Oh, I'm giving you some extra bars. Your humility's killing me. You willingly seem to let applause go to the Father and the Son, both described as the Savior. You always put the Jesus and you slide off the radar. You enter in a heart that is wired for chaos. With just a little spark, your desire is there. The faith to get supplied, you revive from the graveyard. I mention you as God, cause you are when we praise ya. Ah, oh man, I know. I'm going too long. Come on.
You're a fresh wave. You're a fresh wave.
To the one he sent.
You're a fresh wave.
You're a fresh
wave.
Give honor to the one he sent.
You
to
the sun, for the sinner,
We give honor to the one who sent.
You
to the sun, for the sinner, Give honor to the one who sent.
Heaven.
get ready to rumble. Money Bag 305. No call. Here's the thing. What it do?
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. What's cracking? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
Shouts out to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. However you tuned in. Yeah, yeah, heaven. Shouts out to the homie Roadblock. Shout out to the homie Roadblock. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever you're doing these days, man. You know what I'm talking about? Glad to be talking to him. You know what I'm saying? Have talked to him and got to listen to him live. He was, Genesis homeboy. Was on Genesis show. KLBG Knockout. Before and all that. And that's his music, man. So shout out to him. We're going to play another one of his song, too. But yeah, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. And we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Hip hop Bible study, little buddy. So yeah, man. This is where we meet together to study God, our Father's word, and do what he says. Thank you, Jesus. And Holy Spirit of truth. Is that right? Thank you, Jesus. And Holy Spirit of truth. The scriptures for today is part 1, Joshua chapter number 12. Part 1, Joshua chapter number 12. And you can go ahead and turn there. Part 1, Joshua chapter number 12. Part 2, Song of Solomon chapter number 2. Part 2 will be Song of Solomon chapter number 2. Part 3 will be 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. All right. So, books by Joshua Oasis Grant. Books, if you like to read, you know, if you want to give and want to get something for your money, you can buy these books if you want to. You know what I'm talking about? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, Interactive Workbook / Study Guide. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, Interactive Workbook / Study Guide, $13.49 for the paperback version if you want that. All right, $13.49, paperback version, if you want that, excuse me. All right. Also, second book, Look to Me. Look to Me, capital M, capital E. We look into Jesus. $11.49 for the paperback version, if you want that. Look to Me, $11.49. To purchase, just Google Joshua Oasis Grant. All right. Just Google Joshua Oasis Grant. The ebook versions, they are also available if you want to purchase those. Yeah. All right. That's When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Interactive Workbook / Study Guide, $13.49 for the paperback version. Also, Look to Me, $11.49 for the paperback version of that. All right. To purchase, just Google Joshua Oasis Grant. And also, the ebook versions also are available. So thank you very much. And also to give, if you want to give into this ministry over here. This truly is a ministry. We serve God. You know what I'm talking about? We serve his people. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, if you want to give, we do accept. We appreciate you. All right? You go to PayPal, though. Go through PayPal. We don't have Cash App, but we do have PayPal.com. Once you go through PayPal, just send it to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail.com on PayPal. So, again, shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We ready, man. We ready. We ready. Y'all ready to get over into it? Part 1. Let's jump it off in. Joshua chapter 12. Let's get it. Joshua chapter number 12. Let's get it. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. We up through here. We're going to Joshua chapter 12. Forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins. Let me read this card. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us also. Mm-hmm. From all unrighteousness. All right, y'all ready? Joshua chapter 12. Give a few more seconds to get there.
We start with verse number one.
And it looks like this, we're about to look at the kings that were conquered by Moses. That's what they're about to name. There's probably going to be a bunch of names that we read. But we're going to get through it. You know what I'm talking about? Have the Spirit do it. So y'all ready? Joshua chapter number 12. Verse 1 says, these are the kings of the land. These are the kings of the land whom the children of Israel defeated, and whose land they possessed. Yeah, they defeated them. Yeah. See, you were going through this and going through that, but you didn't get defeated, but the devil got defeated. Okay, yeah. These are the kings of the land whom the children of Israel defeated. Yeah. With us, it ain't no new level, new devil, nah. Same old devil, and then he get weaker. There's new dimensions and new levels in God. New levels of this faith and working our faith in God. Mm-hmm. New levels and new dimensions of blessings and more of his presence and anointing and spirit. Mm-hmm. Another understanding, doing his will. Yeah, these are the kings of the land whom the children of Israel defeated, and whose land they possessed on the other side of the Jordan toward the rising of the sun, from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon and all the eastern Jordan plain. Verse 2 says, one king was Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon and ruled half of Gilead from Aroer, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, from the middle of that river, even as far as the river Jabbok, which is the border of the Ammonites. Verse 3 says, and the eastern Jordan plain from the sea of Shinaroth, as far as the sea of the Araba, the salt sea. And like I said last time, if we look at these maps that's in the back of the Bible and you see these names right here, yeah, the Bible is very understandable. It's not for you to be confused. You see these names and you see the names of the seas and the eastern border and Jordan, all that, and then you look on the map, you can understand better too. All right? So that's the Holy Spirit letting you know why the map's in the Bible. You know what I'm talking about? All right? Now, where we at? Verse 4 says, the other king was Og, king of Bashan, in his territory, who was of the remnant of the giants, who dwelt at Ashtaroth and at Edra. So he was the remnant. What is it? Who was of the remnant of the giants. And you know it was giants. It wasn't just Goliath. He got dropped over that. He got wiped out, though. All right, between Joshua and Caleb and David. All right, verse 5. Joshua chapter 12, verse 5 says, and reigned over Mount Hermon, over Salcah, over all Bashan, as far as the border of the Geshurites and the Mechatites, and over half of Gilead to the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Verse 6 says, these Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children of Israel had conquered. Yeah, you're not going to be defeated or conquered when you're walking with God, when you're obeying God, you're living by faith in God in each situation. Yeah, you're not going to be conquered, but God will do some conquering. That's why we have to trust him, even when it don't feel good or seem or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, keep faith in God. Trust God. That's what we have to do. All right, we're in Joshua chapter number 12. Verse 6 says, these Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children of Israel had conquered. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given it as a possession to the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh. And remember, it was 12 tribes, right? All right. And this is before they crossed over the Jordan. Verse 7 says, and these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel conquered. Mm-hmm. On this side of the Jordan, on the west, from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon, as far as Mount Halak and the ascent of Seir which Joshua gave to the tribes of Israel as a possession according to their divisions. So Moses had gave, he gave to the children of Israel. Also Joshua gave to the children of Israel. They wasn't so busy like these so-called leaders these days trying to get stuff from Israel. They were giving. You see that? Yeah, God's leaders, both of them. Mm-hmm. They were giving in verse 6 and in verse 7. Joshua gave to the tribes of Israel as a possession according to their divisions. It said Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given it as a possession to the Reubenites. We just read that. All right, now go to verse 8. We're in Joshua chapter number 12. Verse 8 says, in the mountains, in the mountain country, in the lowland, in the Jordan plain, in the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the south, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, the king of Jericho, one, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one, the king of Jerusalem, is one of them. Don't worry, they're going to add it up in a minute. The king of Hebron, one. Verse 11 says, the king of Jarmuth, one. The king of Lachish, one. All these kings, right? And all these kings got taken over by Joshua and the children of Israel. Look at God's people. Yeah. This is the results of obeying God. The benefits of obeying God. Mm-hmm. Instead of disobeying. All right? So, Joshua chapter 12. Verse 12 says, the king of Eglon, one. The king of Gezer, one. The king of Debir, one. The king of Gedar, one. The king of Hormah, one. The king of Arad, one. The king of Libna, one. The king of Adullam, one. The king of Makeda, one. The king of Bethel, one. The king of Tapuah, one. The king of Hepher, one. The king of Aphek, one. The king of Lasharon, one. Yeah, Lasharon. The king of Madon, one. The king of Hazor, one. Verse 20, Joshua chapter 12. Verse 20, yeah, we just taking our time with it. The king of Shimron, Memron, one. The king of Akshaph, one. The king of Tanakh, one. The king of Megiddo, one. Verse 22 says, the king of Kadesh, one. The king of Jeconium, one. In Carmel, one. The king of Dor, in the heights of Dor, one. The king of the people of Gilead, the king of the people of Gilgal, one. Verse 24 says, the king of Tirzah, one. All the kings, 31. Joshua and the children of Israel defeated 31 kings. Yeah, not because they were so strong and so smart and so strategic. They were obedient and about God, our Father's business. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Yeah, we on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. We moving right along. So when we come back from this praise break, we're getting in the Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we're on this Hip Hop Bible study. Little buddy, we'll be right back.
You're the pressures of life.
Yeah. From the grave to the cross.
To weigh
you down.
For sure. Who you gonna turn to?
You don't know.
Can't nobody do it like Jesus.
The line is already going. Which way to turn?
Side, you're gonna stand on.
God is concerned and is working it out for you.
Yeah, JSUS, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. From the grave to the cross. Yeah, believing him. Heaven bound. Heaven for life. I hit the block, steady mobbing as I roll deep. A full clip, I'm all annoyed as I try to creep. Still quick, so my mind got me acting out. I wanna change, but the street lights got clout. A hard head, so I stay in the wrong spot. I love the game, but the game's getting sold out. Too many homies got to die, will it ever stop? When will it cease? The pain when the casket drops. I shed a tear cause my homie's gone psycho. He wants to change, but ended up D.O. My baby girl's all alone while I'm doing time. It hurts to think, but when I do, I do my crime. Every night on my knees I begin to pray. I'm asking God, will he please take the pain away? See, I was wrong. The streets don't make you strong. It's just a song. Jesus got me holding on. I'm tired of watching all my homies dying in the street. The sad songs and the tears rolling down my cheeks. Refuse the quickest, that's the only life a gangster know. To keep it real in the hood, you gotta take it slow. On the block, real hard, got their mug on. Hitting switches as the homies cruise that old zone. Straight flipping when a fool try to ride by. He might blast, and if he does, then he's the one to die. You never know when the devil's gonna creep up. So grab your sword and your shield in case he try to bump. Situation got me knowing I can smell the fear. I'm fully loaded, candy coated in my Jesus gear. Got my mind on grind as I prepare to serve. This ain't no dope, it's just a dope, I'm giving you the word. Take the verse and meditate and let it take root. So now I load up my mind and start prepare to shoot. Never thought that my life would ever make a change. But growing up, I saw my hood as a deadly game. Drive-bys, dead bodies, who could you trust? A sad song as my homie mama cries and cuffs. She screams, Lord, why you let my baby die? My only son, then shake a fist up at the sky. A long walk as they take his body to a hole. He starts to drop. Another scream, God rest his soul. He was young, a gangster with a hard head. Didn't know the Lord, no listen to what his daddy said. Slanging dope and getting paid on these gangster streets. He held his own, but never missed that gangster beat. Now here he lies, dead and on his way to hell. It hurts to think, but his family feels as if they fail. I thank you, Lord, truly, cause I'm not gone. You saved my life, and Jesus, why I'm holding on.
Gave his life for me and he broke.
Life for me and he broke.
How can I might not want these people to know. See, they're fighting to put a ban on his name, so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they give the odds us to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. America's the new Gomorrah, and we have been doing what Sodom did. Millions are murdered in abortions, and we don't do nothing about it, kid. They marry men and girls with girls, if that's something you got a problem with. Just start to spew all types of hate, and they'll say, yes, you, that's intolerant. They tell us knowledge is obtained in all of our schools and these colleges. But that's where our children are misled, they're taught there's no proof that it God exists. They tell our kids to what you feel, see, they got polluting their minds with this. Our hearts are deceitful and they're wicked, and it's just foolish to follow it. But enough with it is not enough, they want us to approve of this godlessness. We can agree to disagree, but no, they say choose who you siding with. I'm never scared, the choice is easiest, but yes, you were and gotta live. I poked the RC and I was squatting and poop on your bop for me. Cat packing, cat shooting, two popping glass to your house, they will come. To your house, they will come. Rat, tat, 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 boom, 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 pop, pop, pop. That's the sound of the gun. That's the sound of the gun. If ever they run upon me and put rugas in my head and say, my head and say, see now your God, I'm screaming, Christ is real, hallelujah, all three. Jesus gave his life for me and he brought. Life for me and he brought. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? Nah. See, they're fighting to put a ban on his name, so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they give the odds us to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day.
Hallelujah all day. Hallelujah all day. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's just something about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Open up your mouth, come from your heart, and give God his hallelujah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit of truth. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We on this Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Part one, we just finished that up, which was Joshua chapter 12, and seen all those kings that Moses and the children of Israel defeated, and Joshua and the children of Israel defeated. All right? Yeah, with God's help, with God fighting through them, really. Yeah. So you just keep praying. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And talking to God. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we're ready for part two, which is Song of Solomon, Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. So let's get that. It's after Psalms, it's after Proverbs, after Ecclesiastes. Right after Ecclesiastes, you'll see Song of Solomon. And go to chapter number 2. And I'll be waiting for you.
America's the new Gomorrah, and we have been doing what Sodom did. Millions are murdered in abortions, and we don't do nothing about it, kid. They marry men and girls with girls. That's something you got a problem with.
Yeah. Song of Solomon. Right after Ecclesiastes, it's going to be chapter number 2. Starting on verse number 1. And this is a love story. True love. Right? From the wisest human to ever walk the face of the earth, King Solomon. His wisdom came from God. It came as a gift and a blessing in what God had chose to give him. Well, he asked. God asked him, what do you want from me? And, you know, and Solomon asked for wisdom to lead God's people. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. So let's go to Ecclesiastes. I mean, not Ecclesiastes. I'm sorry. He did write that, though. Solomon did. Song of Solomon, chapter number 2 says, I am the rose, verse 1, I am the rose of Sharon. You ever heard of that rose of Sharon? Sweet rose of Sharon. Rose. Mm-hmm. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. And remember, it's Solomon talking in these. While you're reading Song of Solomon, it's going to be Solomon talking. It's going to be his wife talking. It's going to be some of the wife's friends talking, you know, or the servants of the wife. So, yeah, that's why you have to take your time with this. Receive of the Holy Spirit. So, Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse 1. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Verse 2, like a lily among thorns. Look at that. Like a lily among thorns. The lily going to stand out. Ain't? So is my love among the daughters. Yeah, the love standing out among all of the daughters, right? Like an apple tree among the trees of the woods. So is my beloved among the sons. I sat down in his shade with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. This is love. The woman talking about her love. Yeah, her love, him. She's talking about him. All right, verse 4 says, he brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was L-O-V-E. Yeah, love. Verse 5, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 5 says, sustain me with cakes. Uh-oh. How do y'all like them cakes out there? Uh-oh. Sustain me with cakes of raisins. Refresh me with apples, for I am lovesick. Yeah, don't forget them apples either now. They name cakes. Yeah, don't forget the apples. An apple a day. Hey, if we would eat an apple a day, I guarantee you we won't be sick, man. But we can't seem to do that, can we? Eat an apple a day for real. Eat more. Hey, I need to add more apples. I was on it at one time, then I slipped off my apples, man. And get back on my apples. All right, sustain me with cakes. And somebody said, I'm going to get on my cakes and raisin cakes. Yeah, there it is. Sustain me with cakes of raisins. Refresh me with apples, for I am lovesick. Lovesick. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. Left hand under my head, right hand embraces me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles, or by the doves of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases. Do not stir up or awaken love until it pleases. It's not just a word. Mm-hmm. Love, yeah, don't stir it up or awaken it until it's time, right? Until it's time. Don't rush it. Don't be trying to be grown. Talking to the daughters, right? Daughters of Jerusalem. Yeah. Remember I used to tell them to stay chaste. Yeah, keep your stuff. Yeah, keep your leg closed and all that too. Yeah. Love. Don't stir up love until. Mm-hmm. Song of Solomon. What you thought? Let me read it again. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles, or by the does of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases. Trying to be fast. Trying to be grown out here. All right, don't stir up love. God is love. Go after God. Somebody say, go after God. Tell your daughters here. Go after God. God is love. All right, verse 8. Yeah, you won't go wrong then. All right, the voice of my beloved, behold, he comes. Leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle, a young stag. Behold, he stands behind our wall. This is the woman talking about her beloved. Beloved. He is looking through the windows, gazing through the laces. My beloved spoke and said to me, rise up, my love, my fair one, come away. Yeah, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear. All right, that's what I'm talking about. The storm is over. Yes, sir. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come. Time to celebrate up in this thing. Yeah. Time to celebrate. Yes, sir. Celebrate. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. Look at that. Yeah, the turtle dove. In turtle dove season, the Bible still talking about it. So I don't care what they talking about with the pagan days. When you celebrating Jesus, and E-Mug got a nerve to put Jesus on the calendar and give him a birthday, all right then. And now they trying to take it back, but it's too late. Ain't no happy holidays. It's Merry Christmas up in this thing, man. Happy holiday, nope. I'm waiting. I ain't heard nobody say that to me yet. I'm waiting, but they ain't know. Say happy holidays to Oasis if you want to this year. You gonna get Merry Christmas, good and loud. Merry Christmas to you. I ain't even playing. That's why nobody ain't said that. Not them business stores and everything. Business, they ain't said it. Happy holidays. Nope, they ain't say that. Playing the Christmas music, though. All right, where we at? The time of singing. This is verse 12. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 12. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs. I know it ain't springtime, but it ain't got to be springtime in as far as the weather and the physical. Even though you woke up this morning, it almost felt like springtime. It was warm, but then it got cold. Woke up this morning, it was 65 degrees in December. Then later on today, I'm talking cold as I don't know what. Got to turn the heat on right now. The fig tree puts forth her green figs, though. Because we tuned into the presence of the Lord, you know. Okay. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We tune into heaven from earth. So the fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Rise up, my love, and my fair one, and come away. Yeah, let's go away from here. We don't fit here anymore. Go away from it all with each other. Yeah, love between a male and a female. That's okay. Anything else is uncivilized. That ain't love. Somebody said that's not love. That's something else. Lust. Nasty lust, too. Verse 14 says, oh, my dove in the clefts of the rock. Oh, my dove in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff. Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. This next segment, well, next verse said her brothers. It said her brothers right here. So verse 15 says, catch us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes, so catch us. Catch us, the foxes. Yeah, get the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, get them out of here. For our vines have tender grapes, and them foxes coming up there to try to mess it up. So verse 16 says, my beloved is mine, and I am his. We belong to each other. My beloved is mine and I am his. He feeds his flock among the lilies. Verse 17 says, until the day breaks and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young stag upon the mountains of Bether. So that's some deep love. And that's why you know it's not just a feeling. And you know what I'm talking about? Look at it. I'm talking about the good smell, the face, the voice. Look at this. This is love. The voice is sweet to them. You know what I'm saying? To each other, the face. She talking about him, though, mostly in this chapter. The face, the smell, the want to get away by itself. And you know what I'm saying? Like, start off with about the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. And like, man, think about that love, and you just get refreshed, right? Mm-hmm. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Do not stir up or awaken love until it pleases, until it's time. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, go after God. Because it ain't, if you don't have God, you don't need to be trying to talk about our love and this, that, and the other anyway. Mm-hmm. Because God is love number one. And that goes for all humans. When Hip Hop Meets Christ, we just finished part number two, Song of Solomon, chapter number two. And when we come back, we're going to get into the final part for this episode, which is, yeah, part number three, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You can go ahead and get there. And when I come back from this song, when we come back from these couple of songs here, then we'll go ahead and get into it. But 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we'll be right there next. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis, yeah, a.k.a. Joshua, and we on this Hip Hop Bible study. Little buddy, we'll be right back.
So good to know that you and I were not mistakes, but God knew what he was doing when you were blooming in the womb. He predetermined all the steps you would take, from the places that you would live into the people you would meet, or that you met and come to learn and respect. Yeah, he's been involved since the beginning, from the first to the ninth inning, and he knows exactly what happens next. So it's no coincidence that you grew up in the south, or that you grew up in the east or the west. And it's no coincidence that you went away to college and you chose basketball over track. And it's all written in the script, everything from your desires to the way that you were wired. My guess, God did it all on purpose so that you would know your purpose and do what's worth from this life to the next. Let's go.
Every day, I'm
sitting
in this course, just because I know I gotta leave.
Struggling with their purpose, they want to know why God put them here on the earth. It's so common to glorify God and work in the 9 to 5, but that's just scratching the surface. Don't get me wrong, every man has got to earn his, but he just got to labor and he can't mind breaking the sweat. But at the same time as he grinds, man, he can't deny he was designed for more than chasing a check. People are breaking their necks, trying to discover who they are, why they're here, and what it is that God wants them to do. And you ain't got to feel no way about that, no sir, if your foot fits right in that shoe. And if I were you, I wouldn't confuse being rich and successful with finding one's purpose. That's something we gotta wrestle with. Girl, I'm not a specialist, but I know you got a special gift that God wants to give to the world. That's how blessed you are. I know a lot of y'all got a lot of questions. Trust me, God got something for you to do. I hear you saying, I know that I got a purpose, I just don't know what it is. Let me help you uncover it. I tell you what I did. I followed my bent. Where do you like to go? What do you like to do? That should give you a clue. What do you do well? What is the
some of your strengths. What you like to discuss will probably give you a hint. Tell me what drives you up the wall. Cause your greatest frustration is a problem that you are here to solve. That is if God gave you the tools to pull it off. If he hasn't, get up off of your stool and get involved. Yeah, but don't carry your kids. Don't worry, you're equipped to do whatever God wants you to do for him. He wants you to take the thing that you like to do and blend that with the thing God told us we must do. So then, you're spending all your energy and you're fruitful in the ministry. Now that's what I call a win-win.
God, whose side you standing on? If you get it right with the Lord, brother, you're gonna burn. I'm bringing you the truth of this gospel. This ain't no fairy tale. In prison to a life of sin, and Jesus got your bail. Died upon the cross of Calvary. For our sins, he's knocking at the door of your heart. Go ahead and let him in. Christ be the only foundation, promise to never fall. Get your life right with the Maker. This is the final call. Lord, save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call. Lord, save them all. Destiny had no paracord. Many people being deceived because of what they hear. Running to the prophets of Satan because they got itching ears. Prophecies all over the Bible are steady coming true. Time for you to make a decision about what you're gonna do. Christ be the only foundation, promise to never fall. Get your life right with the Maker. This is the final call. Question, where do you want to go? John 3, the words of my Savior, you must be born again. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, if you plan to make it in. Pearly gates, streets of gold, even mansions. Make your reservations for heaven, you see your moms again. Righteousness, peace, joy, in the Holy Ghost, eternal life in heaven. What more can you ask for? Power that is born eternally. Salvation is mine, thanks to his blood that has made me free. Never departing from his holy presence. The essence of heaven be his presence. So what a blessing. Please heed this lesson given by inspiration of the Spirit. His voice is heard beyond mine. I pray you hear it and draw near it. Before the trumpet blow, where will you go? But now I'm Christ, I hope you know. I can hear the final call. Lord, say no more. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call. Lord, say no more.
Gia, we back up in the building. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up through here going up on this Bible study. Yeah, all up in the Word of God, our Father, all up in His presence. And then I'm going to read this verse. Y'all go ahead and go to 2 Corinthians, not 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, and pause. But let me read this verse again from Song of Solomon. They said the flowers appear, because this is the season we are in. the flowers appear. We went through right quick. We was going through stuff, man. I'm talking about, man. But it's, you got to stay in the word. You got to trust God, because we don't be understanding what God be doing. And he be always doing something good, and it don't feel good. But the scriptures say the outward man perishing, but the inward man being renewed day by day. See? So we got to remember this. And this ain't just no feel-good message. I got to let you know that. This ain't just no message for you to feel good. This is the truth. Yeah, this is the truth. This is the season we're in, where God done took us and brought us. Yeah, we celebrate Christ. We don't just wait till this season right here. We celebrate Christ every day, every season. So the flowers appear right now in this season on the earth. The time of singing has come. God done made it springtime for us in the middle of the winter. Mm-hmm. The time of singing has come. That's what that warmness was about. I was wondering about that, and then the sister represent greater asked me about why it's so warm. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, man. God controlling that. But that's what he letting us know right here in the word. The flowers appear. I done made it. It's springtime in the middle of your winter. Oh, my goodness. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come. My, my, my. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs. The vines with her tender grapes give a good smell. Yes, sir. Rise up, my love. Yeah, rise up. Send them praises up to God. He about to bring them blessings for real to you. When hip hop meets the Christ. All right, we ready for 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I had to remind you that. And let you know. Release that word from the word. Mm-hmm. That was Song of Solomon, verse 12 and verse 13 of chapter number 2. All right. So 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Starting with verse 1. All right. Now, this chapter we're reading right here should give us some faith, because faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by this word, and it should give you some faith anyway. But you're going to definitely get some faith, because it's about to give some examples from the Old Testament. These are people who actually walk with God, and we're about to see, you know, what happened and what God did in their lives, their testimony. So, oh, man, matter of fact, I'm in 1 Corinthians here. I'm telling y'all, so thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm in 1 Corinthians. Matter of fact, let me go on over here to 2 Corinthians. My bad, your fault. All right, the spiritual war. That's where we at. Uh-oh, yes, sir. You know I like that. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. So that's where you have to be careful with the word and make sure you're in the right place. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 is where we are. Don't be like me. We was just in 1 Corinthians. I was just in 1 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. We're in 2 Corinthians. Chapter number 10. And it's talking about the spiritual war. Verse 1 says, now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Yeah, the meekness, not weakness. Yeah, he's meek, he's humble, gentle, right? Until you gotta, you know, bring that lion out. Now, I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent am bold toward you. I'm lowly, I'm humble when I'm among you, but now that I'm absent, I'm bold toward you. Mm-hmm. But I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some now. Yeah, because I ain't just one way or the other now. I'm just letting you know I'm lowly, I'm humble. But y'all know when that Holy Ghost get, it make you bold, right? All right. So that's why he let them know I'm bold towards you right now. And then verse 2 says, but I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some now, mm-hmm, who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. Don't make me be bold against you, thinking that I'm walking according to the flesh and I'm a son of God. We tuned into the spirit up in here. All right. For verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, though. I'm in the body, But I don't fight other people that's in bodies, right? People. Excuse me. But though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, so we are in a war. So that's why when we're in warfare and go being, you know, seem like we, you know, getting attacked or what have you, you know, but we stay on attack, so we trust God. See, that's how you fight back. You obey God still. You keep singing to God. You see what I'm saying? You still keep praising God. Keep worshiping God. You see what I'm saying? That outward man being is perishing, but that inward man being built up daily. So you keep praising. You keep trusting. You keep obeying. And watch what it do for you. Now, I'm telling you. But though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. We don't war according to the flesh. But it says, verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not physical. They're not guns and knives and you know the bullets and whatever else. But they are mighty in God for pulling down the strongholds. Yeah, pulling down the strongholds of the devil. And all this friction, that whatever causes friction between us, we got to pull down the strongholds of the devil, like racism too. Prejudice. Yeah. Verse 5 says, casting down arguments. See that? And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Yeah, God is above everything and above all. Mm-hmm. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Yeah. Stop doing what your thoughts are telling you to do, but start telling your thoughts what to do. Change your stinking thinking to some good thinking. You know what I'm talking about? Obedience of Christ, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Keep obeying God. Once one is convinced in himself that he is Christ's, let him again consider this in himself, that just as he is Christ, that as he belong to Christ, even so we are Christ's. We belong to Christ too. For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, excuse me, which the Lord gave us for edification, gave us more authority for edification to build up the church, right? Mm-hmm. Not for your destruction, though. See, we don't abuse our power. We use it for edification to build up the body. I shall not be ashamed because I'm not using this for destruction. So let me read verse 8 again, 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 8. For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us. Don't get mad at the authority that the Lord gives to somebody else now, because you're going to have a problem with the Lord. Okay. So our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification, we're using it right, and not for your destruction. I shall not be ashamed, lest I seem to terrify you by letters. Verse 10 says, for his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. His letters, they say, are weighty, powerful letters. Write better than he communicate better in his writing. His letters, they weighty and powerful, man. But his bodily presence is weak, and his speech is contemptible. You say he's lowly in presence. Verse 11 says, let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such we will also be in deed when we are present. Yeah, we ain't just talking though. We hear this and we do this. You hear? Yeah. That's what they say. They say his letters are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak. That's what they say. But this what we are. Verse 11 says, let such a person consider this. Think about this right here. That what we are in word by letters, whatever we write in word by letter, when we are absent, such we will also be indeed in action when we are present, though. It's the same thing. I ain't just talking. You know what I'm saying? In other words, that's what Paul's saying, and that's what followers of Christ, we ain't just talking up in here. All right? Verse 12 says, for we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves, comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. Yeah, measuring themselves by themselves, yeah, comparing themselves among themselves, yeah, comparing people to people, and except the Lord builds it. Yeah, the standard of God, except the Lord builds it. We all labor in vain, that's building. That's life and everything else. Verse 13 says, we, however, will not boast beyond measure, though, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us. A sphere which especially includes you, though, because we're going to exalt you. We esteem others higher than ourselves. Mm-hmm. For we are not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you. For it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ. So all we came to you with the gospel. You received it. Not boasting of things beyond measure that is in other men's labors, but having hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere. As your faith is increased. So we're not bragging in ourselves. We're bragging and boasting in our Father, in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 16 says, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you and not to boast in another man's sphere or sphere of accomplishment. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Verse 17, circle that one. Highlight that one. Write it down. Take a picture. Yeah. Let him who glories, glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. Not those who commend themselves or somebody else, a man give you a stamp of approval, but it's who the Lord commends. Yeah, we are ordained by God. That's why I don't need to be ordained by man. Ain't no need. God got it. It's not necessary. That's all I'm saying. You can do it. It's not necessary. That's just like water baptism. It ain't necessary. Well, you better get in this living water. John the Baptist said, there's one coming after me that I can't even untie his strap on it. I can't even loosen his strap. You know what I'm talking about? He going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. What you still trying to go run to some water for? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get him, Jesus. All right. I'm going to read something. We finished with the Bible study. But I just wanted to read something in your hearing, because that verse that I just read made me go here. And you don't have to turn here, but you can if you want to, or you can just listen. Jeremiah chapter 9, I'm not going to wait for you, so I'm just letting you know where it's at, though. Jeremiah chapter number 9, verse 23 and verse 24 says, let not the wise, thus says the Lord. This is what the Lord is saying. The Lord says this, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Yeah, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. Don't be boasting and bragging in your riches if you got them. Don't be boasting and bragging in your glory if you got it. Don't be boasting and bragging in your wisdom if you got it. But let him who glories glory in this. If you want to glory in something, glory in this right here, that he or she understands and knows me. This is the Lord saying. Yeah, boast in the fact that you know and understand the Lord. Yeah, let him, because thus says the Lord, let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord exercising loving kindness. I'm doing this. This is my action. I am the Lord exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Yeah, we're going to please God, man. I'm going to please. We ain't stunning pleasing ourselves. I'm going to please God, man. I'll do things his way. Yahweh. Yeah, he already talked to us. I'm talking about Yahweh. He's so real that he just told us about the turtle dove. And we know we good and well, and we in turtle dove season. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I know the pagan stuff and all that, but nah, we ain't pagan with this. We see our Christ, the Lord, in this. Yeah, and we ain't talking about no little dear Lord baby Jesus. Oochie-coochie-coo. He turned to a baby every Christmas. Okay. We ain't talking about that, see? Yeah, but anyway. With Hip Hop Mr. Christ, appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We finished with Hip Hop Bible Study a little bit. Still got 49 minutes left on the broadcast, so we're just going to play a few songs right quick, and then we're going to get up out of your way, man. You know what I'm talking about? So appreciate you tuning in with Hip Hop Mr. Christ. Hip Hop Bible Study a little better. Remember those books. If you want those books, Google Joshua Oasis Grant, okay? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ workbook, $13.49. This is for teenagers and up. All right. And then Look to Me, $11.49. Paperback version. Ebook versions are also available. So again, Google Joshua Oasis Grant anytime. Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at any time and tune in and listen to it. To give, if you want to be, you know, give to the broadcast or give to the ministry, should I say, do it through PayPal.com, and go give to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail.com. Appreciate you again tuning in, man. Your homie Oasis signing out. Hey, enjoy your day, enjoy your night, and what have you. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we'll get at you next time. Peace.
Yo, Tony Stone, what you got? Okay. Whatever. Any given Sunday.
DJ.
Just
just relax and stay cool. Everything will be fine. I'm just a young gentleman trying to do what's right. Cause I did so much wrong the previous years of my life. It was all about hustling to force some nights. Had to hit them all up and get them brand new mics. Now it's all about heaven. I can't go to hell. And I ain't trying to be locked up in no county jail. So I sit and reminisce about the things I done and all the obstacles and demons that I overcome. Wonderful times. Bless the days that I spent in my life. Trying to get my act together as I walk with Christ. Trying to keep my head high. Communicate to the sky. Praying that I'm able for him to look in my eye. I know I did some wrong things with a sinful eye. But I'm willing to make a change if you give me a try. Ain't no man but the Lord to give a blind man sight. With the dead from the grave to give them back their life. Now I'm a full-time believer of the works he do. But I still fall short of some things I do. I'm just learning as I go, forget my selfish ways. Cause it's all about you, then my debts is paid. From the blocks to the hood, from the heavens to earth. Nothing in the world can amount to his work. We all trying to get to that place that we call home. But he already there, just sitting on the throne.
Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody will, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time. Even through the hard times, I know the sun gon' shine. Even when nobody will, I know you'll always be mine. Even when they all fail, I know you're always on time. So let's take it slow one day at a time, yeah.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow one day at a time,
everything will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow one day at a time,
everything will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow, one day at a
everything
time,
everything will be fine.
One day at a time, if we just take it slow, one day at a
everything
time,
everything will be fine.
Lord, I was thinking. thinking about your mercy and grace, and how you listen to me every time that I pray, and how you wake me up each and every day. Lord, you're so good to me, I just gotta say. You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you did. You were always there, even when I slipped. And Lord, you pick me up every time that I fall. Yours is the only name that I know I can call. You're so good. Where you hung, bled, and died. My cup runneth over, and it never runs dry. It makes me question, Lord, oh, why are you so good? You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you did. You were always there, even when I slid. And Lord, you pick me up every time that I fall. Yours is the only name that I know I can call. You're so good, Lord, you're so good, Lord. You're so good, good. You're so good.
You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you.
Keep on living, live, oh, just keep on living, live.
to live in pain. But you gotta live, live. Just keep on living. Spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Fourth quarter time.
I was born into poverty, knew the world was my robbery, submitted to desires which turned me into a liar. Seen a lot of bad days and brothers who passed away, but the Lord still spared me in missing my bad ways. You care less about accolades when you calculate more than half of the world and care nothing but trying to act safe. The track blazed and I was raised from the ashes of Trinity, kept the enemy from keeping my mind captive. Was attracted to money, drugs, girls, and loaded ratchets till God showed me your man is more than just a theatrics. Established a foundation, don't want to ruin it. Twist up my music, consider who I'm influencing. Know the devil be trying to do me in, but I'm breathing, which is good enough reason to keep pursuing him.
Jesus.
Could have been shot and locked up with some hooligans.
Jesus.
He stepped up and died for all my foolish sins. Thought I was down for the count. No father in the house, mom raised me with every ounce. And she told me the saying can is a word I shouldn't pronounce. I had doubts, but I feared not, got a clear shot. Got daughters to raise and a wife who was so amazing. I was sleeping without the days in. Crying cause God wasn't in my equation. But now my eyes open, I'm focused on all my brethren. I'm heading in a different direction. Can have all the material things and still hit a dead end. I pray for peace and prosperity for my adversaries. You live wrong, there's a chance you won't live long. So live on, live on. Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. I pray you hear that I'm thankful.
Rapper, rapper, floss, floss. Yeah.
Tomorrow's never promised a thing.
It was just another flight, like any other night. This is me on stage, that's the crowd getting hype. But deep down, I figured something wasn't right. I'm not moving like I've become accustomed to. I can't breathe and at the same time rap for you. That was the longest flight home, fam, I'm telling you. Back to the crib, mind wonders what. A trip to the ER, that blow to the gut. Admitted on a Monday, your home away from home. I got fam on the way, but I felt so alone. Diagnosed with a blood clot, rushed to the trauma unit like I've been shot. A couple hours of commotion. I'm still thanking God for my life. Cause I ain't wanna really go to the hospital, but he tapped me on the shoulder that night. I'm thankful.
Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. I pray you hear that I'm thankful. Tomorrow's never promised, I'm thankful. Promise, I'm thankful.
Yo, I'm thankful for the clothes on my back, even though it ain't the baddest year. Shirt from the thrift store and shorts that I grabbed from Sears. My car LeBron, it's an 03 Cavalier. The air and the heat ain't working, I'm still certain I'm thankful. Roll the windows down and let the breeze blow. I want a milli, but got everything I need. So really my future seed and my wife is who I succeed for and who I bleed for. And y'all breathe slow. Cause each breath I'm inhaling is like a pot of gold. Thankful for those treasures, I hope my heavenly father knows. Why before I go, I spend each day on this planet in such a way that I ain't taking for granted all the joys and the pains that he faithfully handed. Using my space to cut faces, try and make an advantage. Cause you just get one deal, and this is why I feel. If it's five course meals or I'm making a sandwich, I'm still thankful. For real, man, pass the bread, let's get it popping.
Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. I pray you hear that I'm thankful. Tomorrow's never promised, I'm thankful. Promise, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful. Dear God, I'm thankful.
Cartoon, cartoon.
see a bright light. I feel the earth move. I hear the trumpet sound. I see the death pool. I hear the devil screaming. Make a battle call. Angels come from heaven to see the dragon fall. To see the chosen ride. Claim my holy crown. To fight the holy fight. Cause Satan's going down. I'm like the airbender. I stop you in your tracks. I got the Holy Spirit. He got a whack. My God, he walks on water. Turns it into wine. Your God, he fits his portion. Then loses mine. I serve a living God. The one who gave us life. You serve the stupid labels. So put your life on ice. Big roadblock. Straight locked down. Lord, do you hear me when I call your name? Lord, I know you feel me, cause I bear the pain. It's time to man up. I'm like a strike force. So even if I'm hurt, still I make my choice. I serve the living God. That's how I get my stripes. Still I represent, but not the past life. Not the gangbang, or not the dope sale. Not the streets, but my record sell real well. The homie shoes doing time on a life bid. For a crime that he thought was a slick. He never knew that the lick was some bull. He's facing 99 with a maximum of 20 years. Two, what you doing, man? No good, tell me what's the game plan. Drake, you know I miss you too. Keep your head up, homie, you know how we do.
Word got back about the little Marcy Jack in here. You know where they be kicking it in?
Your life so nice, we need a pan for the price with your soul. You always reap what you sow. Dipping real slow as I'm tipping on flow. 2K6 pumps, 10 switches dip low. Everywhere I go, I get love. I've been in every homie hood from the 60s all the way to the dub. As I'm rolling down this yellow brick city road, I bounce, rock, skate, roll under control. This is God's plan, we just plant the seeds and grow. Started on the west, now we all over the globe. G-Lu, G-Lo, P-Thor, S-Dot, Superbags, Roblox. Homie, we the show shot. Homie, let the four hop like me on Crenshaw. Shyster, got the track beating like Grandpa. The marathon continues, homie, that's the motto. G-Lu, G-Lo, the homie, I ride a dime.
Big Roblox, and the homie G-Lo. Run it down for the big G-O-D. Ride or die. Yeah. Get ready for war. 1964. That's how we doing in this millennium. Ride or die.
New breath, we still breathing.
I'm about it, yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it, yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it, what you know about it. I'm about it, what you know about it. Living on about it, walking on about it, talking on about it, being on about it. What you know about me, what you know about me. Praying on about it, praising on about it, worship Father. Royalty scrape from the west. Known on the east, they try me up. Yeah, I passed the test. Laid down the net when he called. Jesus Christ is real. Laid up my life on the cross. It's a daily kill. Tired of the actors, wannabes that practice the limits of this world. Cause the limits past the scrap. See, I move by the spirit, so I win by the spirit. Faith ain't just gonna get it. Put in work, something serious. The devil is defeated, so he trying to take the nation. Yeah, he trying to take the youth, and he trying to take the fam. So I'm praying that y'all listen and receive the great I am. And his son that died and rose just to give us all a chance. I'm about it, yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it, yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it, what you know about it.
This is a public service announcement.
What you know about it?
Okay, thirsty disciple, I'm about it. Get the rhythm, is what you know about it. Shout out to the very still top, who belongs, I'm a Christ.
represent a boy, please don't die. Can't fuck, I hit the track and go gorilla. Better yet, I go Godzilla. Been going listen, no Kool-Aid with these ghetto hymns. I'm painting the pistol like here for y'all. That's white house. I was on six, that's lifestyle. I'm a Christian rapper, so turned up. I'll make a gay pride member say it turned out. Yeah, I'm purpose-driven and focused. You should lift your glass and toast this. To the foreign eye, that new wine. No wine, skin can't hold it. No, it's gold time when I'm on mine. Keep the grind, I'm front line. Call it church in a while. No suit, no bow tie. 1-3, you know I'm. But they call me P. Miller. Shoot my cannon like I rode up in a tank. That's full contact, call it no filter. Filter stand out when I stand up. Then I mash out after I mash up. Everything evil in sight, let my life shine bright. That's the reason it was made, boy. Give God my praise, boy. On the altar stage, boy. Cause I'm about it, now tell me what you know about it, boy.
Hey, take a picture, it might last longer. I just been made stronger by the spirit, cause I'm lifted and it's shifted. Now you gifted with his presence. Forget the time, he of the essence. I'm getting mine, I want my blessing. Why you stressing, pray about it. Tongue wrestling for the kisses. Get out of my hand of your business. I don't mind being a witness. Listen, prayers, call it fitness. You can keep the vet to me, that stuff is nonsense. That's off my conscience. I'm giving homage, protected like the homeland. I'm about it like the star says. Think you only live once, well good luck. What if you roam, man? Roll call, my bad, so call. We fall, but no excuse to get back up and dust yourself off. At what cost, and who paid? At the cross, yeah he paid. So if you saying you too deep in,
oh no.
I wanna tell you you're forgiven.
That right.
I'm about that Christ life, get right. The world's dark, but I'm light. I'm about it, yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it, yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it, what you know about it. I'm about it, what you know about it.
Garvey, get him.
Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before, but we need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
Pretty girls everywhere you go. Yeah, I heard it 30 times on the radio. Louboutin ain't gon' pay you for that bragging. And Donatella probably never heard your ever. Yeah, they probably about to label me a hater. But I know these people greater than the songs they created. It's little homies in the hood regurgitating. And everybody watching thinking that you made it. The truth is for a few designer labels and a little bit of paper. Now you 12 years later. Hey, but you ain't Lupita, so why you beat up and pushing people to lean on a devil cup in a seizure? It sound like you put your feet up. Still a slave and money came by your freedom, partner.
Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before, but we need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
Think I heard it all. We've been here before,
we need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
Simple things that we aspire toward. We're made for more than just telling stories of, you know, how much money we can get from selling poison to people. It's time to talk about who we are and who we can be, man. We need to build each other up, not pull each other down. I feel like we're not talking about nothing right now.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw. And it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.